Christian Audio presents The Way Back, How Christians Blew Our Credibility and How We Get It Back, by Phil Cook and Jonathan Bock. Narrated by Phil Cook and Jonathan Bock.
Thanks for choosing to listen to the book The Way Back, written by Jonathan Bock, that's me.
And Phil Cook, which is me.
Since we both wrote this, we decided that we should both read it, so you'll be hearing from both of us.
I, Phil, will be the charming southern voice.
And my voice will have the epic, manly nature. This book is dedicated to fellow travelers searching for the way home. Keep climbing. You're not alone.
When God wants to change the world, he doesn't send in the tanks. He sends in the meek. N.T. Wright.
Perhaps the question should not be, why are others persecuted? Perhaps the better question is, why are we not? Nick Ripken. In a 2013 Wall Street Journal interview, Russell Moore, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, shared the story of a college friend who wanted to run for political office 2 decades ago. So the choice of which church to attend was a critical first step.
In those days, a potential senator or governor needed to join a local church because everybody else belonged. But today, his friend wouldn't feel that way at all because the need to be associated with a Christian church has largely disappeared from society. In fact, today, church attendance is almost a hindrance to running for public office, since people of other faiths, or no faith at all, might be offended. Moore said, "The Bible Belt is collapsing."
Most Christians would probably agree. Often, it feels like the world we knew is headed in the wrong direction. A few years ago, a news aggregator website listed incidents of an America seemingly gone mad. You might have heard of some of these stories in the news, like a federal judge threatening incarceration to a high school valedictorian unless she removed references to Jesus from her graduation speech.
Or city officials prohibited senior citizens from even praying over their meals, listening to religious messages, or singing gospel songs at a senior activity center.
A public university's law school banned a Christian organization because it required its officers to adhere to a statement of faith that the university disagreed with.
And the U.S. Department of Justice argued before the Supreme Court that the federal government can tell churches and synagogues which pastors and rabbis it can hire and fire.
The state of Texas sought to approve and regulate what religious seminaries can teach.
And the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs actually attempted to ban the mention of God from veterans' funerals, overriding the wishes of the deceased family.
These days, such stories feel like common occurrences, don't they? A slow drip erosion of Christian faith in the public square, legal attacks on the Boy Scouts, stores discouraging employees from saying Merry Christmas, or some public monument needing to be removed because it dared mention God in the marble. Makes it feel like our faith is slipping away.
And you have to admit, statistically, there has been an unmistakable drop in the number of people claiming to be Christians. An eye-opening report from the Pew Research Center indicates that the number of Americans identifying as Christian, quote-unquote, has slipped 8% in just the last 7 years. As if that wasn't enough, the number of those who claim to follow no religion at all, called nuns, is dramatically rising.
When statistics like this are combined with the general sinking feeling of waning Christian influence on culture, it's easy to feel as if the air is coming out of the balloon.
Faith leaders call it the decline of American Christianity. College professors, however, call it post-Christian, and secularists call it long overdue.
As two media and marketing professionals who are committed Christians, it's frustratingly obvious to us that our faith has a pronounced disconnect with the potential audience of non-believers. And while there's no shortage of facts and figures to back this truth up, deep down in your gut, you know it too.
You know, the Bible famously lays out a laundry list of 9 qualities we as believers are known for. We call them the fruit of the Spirit. They're in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. You know the list: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yet when you look at the words non-Christians regularly use to describe us, our fruits seem a bit rotten. Words like hypocritical.
How about judgmental?
Harsh.
Power hungry.
Phony.
Insensitive.
Bigoted.
Reactionary.
Exclusive.
The chasm between how Christians see ourselves and how non-Christians in the culture see us, that's the perspective.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?